as Mr. Moore excused himself during the public hearing process. I will entertain a motion to bring this back since it was taken off the table previously by a motion.
I'll make the motion to bring it off the table.
Second.
I have a motion and second to bring the old business off the table of LT Associates. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Mr. Lang?
Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
We have two items of old business this morning. First one being change of zone number 1690, the application of LT Associates, LLC. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the southeast corner of Road 268, being King's Highway, and Road 267, being Gills Neck Road, to be located on 45.77 acres, more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on September 10th of 2009. The Council held public hearing on September 29th of 2009, and the Commission made their recommendation on October 14th of 2009. I'll be provided to you last week with a copy of that of my report from the Commission's record. It's approximately 15 pages total. In their motion and discussion, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend denial of change of zone 1690 for LT Associates LLC based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, Mr. Johnson does not believe that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding property. While there are some limited commercial zoning and uses in the area along King's Highway, they are very small in comparison to the size and scope of what has been proposed under this application. And most of the commercial uses in the area are either limited conditional uses or small B1 or small C1 zones. Two, there has been a lot of attention given to the comprehensive plan, and that the applicant has argued that the plan supports or promotes a change in zone to CR1. But the plan states that the existing AR1 zoning is just as appropriate. A change in zone is not by right, and the comprehensive plan does not mandate a change to CR1 for this property. The purpose of the CR1 district is to provide sufficient space and appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities, generally serving a wide area and located along major thoroughfares where a general mixture of service activities now exist. This application is not consistent with the stated purpose of the CR1 district, since this location is not appropriate for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities. Although the applicant has proposed a specific site plan with somewhat limited uses, if this application was approved, the developer could legally do any of the 20 or so permitted uses allowed in the district. Not all of those uses are compatible with the site and the neighboring and adjacent property and uses, including the new high school and newly approved but not yet built residential projects. This location does not serve a wide area as referenced in the purpose of the CR1 district. It is not located on a roadway that serves a wide area, since King's Highway serves primarily the destinations of Lewis, the state park, and the ferry, and does not serve traffic coming and going from a wide area of Sussex County. There is not currently a general mixture of service activities along King's Highway or Gills Neck Road adjacent to this property. Four, while there are some regional or large-scale shopping centers or commercially zoned properties in the environmentally sensitive developing area, most, if not all, of these are either smaller than what has been proposed by the applicant, predated the establishment of the environmentally sensitive developing area overlay, or are along more appropriate major thoroughfares where a true mix of service and commercial uses already exist and are more easily accessible. For the sake of comparison, the opposition presented data that Rehoboth Mall is only 250,000 square feet. Lighthouse Plaza is 210,000 square feet. Pelican Square is 140,000 square feet. At 320,000 square feet, this project would be even larger than those existing commercial projects. And they are in much more appropriate location along Route 1 on property that was already zoned for commercial use. 5, the county's comprehensive plan promotes intergovernmental coordination with local municipalities and specifically references large development applications. On this application, the Lewis City Council and the Lewis Board of Public Works both officially expressed strong concerns and objections to the project and requested that it be denied. 6, Mr. Johnson is not satisfied that there is a need for rezoning the property to CR1 or the square footage of commercial space that could possibly be constructed if the rezoning occurred, particularly in this area. 7, there has been strong public opposition to the project, focusing mainly on the additional traffic that would be generated by it and the cumulative impact of the existing projects along Gills Neck Road that have been approved or applied for but not yet completed. These concerns are legitimate and self-evident given the existing traffic conditions along Kings Highway without this project. Another concern expressed by the public is the proximity of the proposed commercial center nearly across the street from the new Cape Henlopen High School. A new project of this size and scale is not well suited to such a location for safety reasons, because it will not be compatible with the traffic generated by the high school and its athletic, educational, and community activities and uses. For these reasons, the proposed project is not compatible with the existing roadways in the area and does not promote safe vehicular traffic on neighboring routes. The proposed project does not meet the purpose of the zoning ordinance since it does not promote the orderly growth of the county. It would establish a large-scale regional destination shopping center where no similar commercial uses of the same size and scale exist. 320,000 square feet of commercial space with the necessary parking and other impervious areas is not a logical transition from neighboring and adjacent uses, especially in the environmentally sensitive area, which already has limitations on safe pedestrian and vehicular travel. There was a motion and a second and carried 3-2 to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be denied for the reasons stated. And for the purpose of roll call, the vote, Mr. Ross voted nay, Mr. Smith voted yea, Mr. Johnson voted yea, Mr. Burton voted yea, and Mr. Wheatley voted nay, being a motion carried 3-2. And that's all I have on this application, unless you have questions.
That was their vote on the motion to deny.
A motion to deny, mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. 3-2.
Any other questions for Mr. Lank? Mr. Robinson.
Okay, this is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 45.77 acres, more or less.
Mr. President, before we consider this, I would like to hear the applicant's proposed findings.
Okay. Do we have those?
I have a copy of them that was in the notebook that was submitted during the public hearing.
Okay. Is that required?
It has been requested.
Oh, requested. Okay.
Mr. Robertson, would you like to please read that?
Is that additional testimony,
okay,
or what is that?
Now, this was, what was it, tab 7 of the, mm-hmm, the applicant's notebook that they submitted.
Why would it be read now?
Because it has been requested by a council member to be read.
So we can request any kind of additional information to be read into the record at this time?
It must be part of the public record that was made during the public
hearing. Anything out of the public record we could bring in right now at vote time.
You could certainly consider that. And I should say, I'm reading this and not taking a position one way or another.
I understand.
It's simply being read into the record.
Thank you. Mr. Robertson, continue.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. President. These are the proposed findings of fact for CZ number 1690 that were submitted by the applicant during the public hearing.
Did we get a second on that?
It's not required to have a motion made for a council member's request.
And this was written by the applicant. Is that right? What you're going to read is going to be written by the applicant?
Yes. As
okay.
I said, this was tab 7 of the applicant's exhibit book
Thank
that
you.
Was presented during the public
Thank
hearing.
You.
But Joan, you being a fair person as you are, I knew you'd want to hear both sides.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Okay, Mr. Robertson, please continue.
Okay. Number one, this is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to CR1 Commercial Residential District for 45.7 acres, more or less, in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, located at the intersection of Kings Highway and Gills Neck Road near Lewis. Two, the subject property is owned by J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company. The applicant is LT Associates, LLC. Three, the applicant has proposed a project consisting of 320,000 square feet, more or less, of commercial uses, including retail sales, banks, offices, etc., in order to address local larger community needs for shopping and other services. Four, the subject property is located south of Lewis, east of Five Points, and north of Carpenter's Corner. The proposed site is across from the Cape Henlopen High School campus and the intersection of Kings Highway with Clay Road. Along Kings Highway, from Route 1 to Gills Neck Road, the area is improved by a medical office, a funeral home crematory, a machine shop, a bakery, a senior center and cheer center, real estate sales office, and a building contractor's office. Five, Kings Highway has been designated by Sussex County as a major arterial highway and by DLDOT on its Sussex County functional classification map as a principal arterial highway. Six, in the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update, this area is identified for purposes of future land use as an environmentally sensitive developing area. Within the comprehensive plan, the recommended densities and uses for the environmentally sensitive developing area include those enumerated in the CR1 Commercial Residential District. Seven, by adopting the CR1 Commercial Residential District Ordinance, the County Council has legislatively determined that the only appropriate place for large-scale commercial uses is on major arterial thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist, such as Kings Highway. Eight, in considering this application, the County Council has considered the elements of the Comprehensive Plan update and has determined that this project can be approved and be considered consistent with the Comprehensive Plan update. In reaching this decision, the County Council has reviewed the expert opinions offered to it, the testimony of all interested parties, the exhibits that have been introduced, and has taken into consideration the elements of the Comprehensive Plan update. Nine, the strategies for state policies and spending identify this area as investment level 2, a, quote, suburban or rapidly growing area with public water and wastewater, close quote, and level 3, quote, adjacent to or intermingled with fast-growing areas, close quote. This site is also within close proximity to level 1 areas. The proposed project has been reviewed by the Office of State Planning Coordination as part of the PLUS review process, and its comments have been responded to by the applicant, either by expressing a willingness to comply or by explaining its considerations of the PLUS comments where warranted by further technical review. OSPC has stated in their final review letter to the county that, quote, the state has no objection to the development of this property, end quote. 11. The proposed project will be in character with the nature of the area in that it will be a part of the larger evolving commercial, education, and residential community south of Lewis, create a commercial and service center near the Route 1 corridor, and complete an integrated community as contemplated by the state's policy known as Livable Delaware that recommends growth in areas close to existing municipalities where infrastructure exists. 12. The public has raised concerns about the effect of traffic from this project. These concerns have been resolved by the applicant by reducing the size of this project and by agreeing with DLDOT to contribute to improvements on Gills Neck Road, Clay Road, and Kings Highway, which will enhance traffic patterns around Lewis and mitigate the need for public spending resulting from this and other projects. 13. The proposed project meets or exceeds the height, area, and bulk requirements of the CR1 Commercial Residential District applicable to large-scale uses. 14. The proposed project will be served with central water by Tidewater Utilities, Inc., and wastewater treatment will be provided by the West Rehoboth Expansion, of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. 15, this project will meet the goals of the City of Lewis by allowing the city to preserve its historic character through its own zoning ordinances and comprehensive land plans, to continue with its downtown commercial goals by lessening demands for the city's infrastructure services such as electric, water, and sewer, by reducing congestion on the city's roads and streets, and by providing for grocery and retail shopping and other services without the necessity of traveling to or through Lewis. In addition to these benefits, the project will provide 100 parking spaces for potential future shuttle to transport shoppers to and from downtown Lewis, where parking is limited. 16, the proposed project meets the purposes of the county zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. 17, the proposed project will provide for the health, safety, and morale of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. 18, the proposed project, with its interconnectivity with adjacent communities and close proximity to other residential development, will overall lessen congestion on the streets and roads of Sussex County. The project will provide 25 parking spaces for bicyclists to park their vehicles while they ride on the regional bike path and a shuttle service to and from downtown Lewis. 19, the proposed project avoids the excessive and wasteful scattering of the population of Sussex County by providing commercial and service activities near residential areas. And finally, 20, the proposed project will comply with the purposes of the CR1 Commercial Residential District Ordinance by providing an appropriate location for a wide variety of commercial and service activities adjacent to a major arterial thoroughfare.
Mr. Robertson, what are the legal ramifications of having read that into the record?
I don't think that there are any. It was just the informational purposes. I'm reading back something that was submitted during the public hearing.
It's already in the record.
It's already in the record.
So why, having read today, are there legal ramifications? What is the purpose? I mean, are there legal ramifications of reading it today?
No.
Nothing.
Mr. Wilson simply requested that be read into the record, just like, you know, any other record evidence could have been requested to be read back into the record.
So we can read new evidence back. I guess we should go back and look at the opposition in the file and read all that, too.
That's not new.
It's ridiculous.
Ms. Deaver, is that your request?
No.
Okay.
It just doesn't make sense what's going on.
Okay. Is there any other discussion from council? Keep in mind, to move this forward, the motion will have to be made in an affirmative sense. So I will open the floor, if there is no further discussion, to a motion in the affirmative.
You got it.
I have that motion from Mr. Wilson. Is there a second so that we may vote on this?
I'll second it.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to approve change of zone 1690 application by LT Associates. Mr. Robertson, is there anything else we need to consider at this time?
I do not believe so.
Is there any further discussion from council before we take the vote? If not, we will. Ms. Deaver.
I vote to deny CZ 1690 for LT Associates based on the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. The application is not consistent with the character of the surrounding property. There's been a lot of attention given to the comprehensive plan, and the applicant has argued that the plan supports or promotes the change in zone to CR1, but the plan states that the existing AR1 zoning is just as appropriate. A change of zone is not by right, and the comprehensive plan does not mandate a change to CR1 for this property. The purpose of the CR1 district is to provide sufficient space in appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities, generally serving a wide area and located along a major thoroughfares where a general mixture of service activities now exists. This application is not consistent with the stated purpose of the CR1 district, since the location is not appropriate for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities. Although the applicant has proposed a specific site plan with somewhat limited uses, if this application was approved, The developer could legally do any of the 20 or so permitted uses allowed in the district. And not all those uses are compatible with this site and the neighboring and adjacent properties and uses, including the new high school and newly approved but not yet built residential projects. This location does not serve a wide area as referenced in the purpose of the CR1 district. It's not located on a roadway that serves a wide area since Kings Highway serves primarily the destinations of Lewis, the state park, the ferry, and does not serve traffic coming or going from a wide area of Sussex County. There is not currently a general mixture of service activities along Kings Highway or Gills Neck Road adjacent to this property. While there are some regional or large-scale shopping centers or commercially zoned properties in the environmentally sensitive development area, most, if not all of them, are either smaller than what's been proposed by the applicant, predated the establishment of the environmentally sensitive developing area overlay, or are along more appropriate major thoroughfares, where a true mix of service and commercial uses already exist and are more easily accessible. For the sake of comparison, the opposition presented data that the Rehoboth Mall is only 250,000 square feet, Lighthouse Plaza, 210,000 square feet, and Pelican Square is 140,000 square feet. At 320,000 square feet, this project would be even larger than those existing commercial projects, and they are in a much more appropriate location along Route 1 on property that was already zoned for commercial use. The county's comp plan promotes intergovernmental coordination with local municipalities and specifically references large development applications. On this application, the Lewis City Council and the Board of Public Works both officially expressed strong concerns and objections to the project and requested it be denied. There is no need for rezoning the property to CR1 or the square footage of commercial space that could possibly be constructed if the rezoning occurred, particularly in this area. There was strong public testimony in opposition to the project, focusing mainly on the additional traffic that would be generated by it and the cumulative impact of the existing projects along Gills Neck Road that have been approved or applied but not yet completed. These concerns are legitimate and self-evident given the existing traffic conditions along Kings Highway without this project. Another concern expressed by the public is the proximity of the proposed commercial center nearly across the street from the new Cape Henlopen High School. A new project of this size and scale is not well suited to such a location for safety reasons, and because it will not be compatible with the traffic generated by the high school and its athletic, educational, and community activities and uses. And for these reasons, the proposed project is not compatible with the existing roadways in the area and does not promote safe vehicular traffic on neighboring roads. And finally, the proposed project does not meet the purpose of the zoning ordinance since it does not promote orderly growth of the county. It would establish a large-scale regional destination shopping center where no similar commercial uses of the same size and scale as it exist. 320,000 square feet of commercial space with the necessary parking and other impervious areas is not a logical transition from neighboring and adjacent uses, especially in this environmentally sensitive area, which already has limitations on safe pedestrian and vehicular travel. And I have copies of this. My reasons.
Ms. Deaver votes no. Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes. I haven't been proven yet that the traffic is going to increase. They say it is, but the most of the traffic will be coming from the ferry or
going.
Please.
Okay. Well, that's the courteous of this bunch. It's mob rule. What do you expect?
Mr. I should have said that. Please continue.
Careful, Mike.
Mr. Wilson, please continue.
Anyway, I did my study, and I expect the same courtesy Joan got. Anyway, I did my study, and I believe the traffic will not be any worse. It might be at least at the most 1% because most of the traffic's going both ways. As a testimony, they said most of the people are already shopping other places. As Jones says, most of them are going to be going to the other buildings. We don't really need this. So I don't, if we're not going to need this, I can certainly see property rights in this issue. The man owns it. He's met all the zoning requirements. So I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson votes yes. Mr. Cole.
Let's see. This application is not appropriate for the following reasons. One, Coastal Highway, with its six lanes of traffic right now, currently has been zoned for commercial development for 30 years or more. It has had a substantial amount of funds spent to create a commercial corridor with overlays, DelDOT improvements, et cetera. Yet, with all these funds and all the attention it has received over the years, we still have a multitude of infrastructure problems there. This area, this road, has also seen a lot of growth over the years, and primarily in residential subdivisions, apartments, I think there's some apartment complexes there, and small-scale businesses and CUs, conditional uses, typically for small businesses. And I think there's a senior housing, which, again, falls into the residential uses. It also has probably, I believe, the largest high school in Sussex County. Plus, in addition to the ferry traffic is using this roadway, hospital and emergency vehicles. It has access to historical town of Lewis and the Delaware Seashore State Parks. All these current uses create high traffic volumes. Obviously, different times of the, different levels at different times of the year, but pretty much a year round we're having problems. This application would further deteriorate the existing conditions that currently exist. And I reference that because we see all the improvements, supposedly, we see on Coastal Highway, and we're still nice wide shoulders and improved intersections and stoplights, but we're still sitting in gridlock. And the need under the current economic climate doesn't appear to be there, in my opinion. So I don't see a need for additional commercial space. I believe also the size is not appropriate for that roadway. It's out of character. Again, as I referenced earlier about the current uses that we've been approving here at this council, we have created a mixed-use corridor going into Lewis, but it's primarily small businesses, conditional uses, and residential type of growth. The change of zone, this is, I think, very important. It's all conceptual. We heard about all the the improvements and all the different things they're going to do with this conceptual plan. Many of these conceptual plans end up being transferred to other owners, and those owners can cancel out all we've heard and end up just coming back in with a minimal plan and give us minimal landscaping, minimal this, minimal that, and that's typically what we'll see, unless we require more. There's also been very little support for this project in the with neighboring property owners, people and organizations who depend on that roadway for on a daily basis. The city is...
Mr. Cole has the floor, please.
Sam, could you quiet down a minute? You're distracting me. City of Lewis also has had negative position on this large-scale development right at the edge of their town. The environmental concerns, stormwater, wellhead protection, adjacent wetlands, stream bed protection, they're all legitimate concerns. It is, and why I say that is because it's in the environmentally sensitive district. And you would think large-scale developments like this wouldn't be sensitive to the environment as opposed to smaller type of development. The school location is of great importance. The school district decided not to move the location. They decided to stay there. Activities at that school will occur day and night, and maybe possibly year-round. So this will lend to conflicts and uses and could create unsafe conditions. Considering our current traffic patterns, which are deemed to be, that we're experiencing right now, are deemed to be problems, We have currently, gridlock in that area at certain times of the year. We have high traffic volumes, which is well documented. And many times those kind of conditions are deemed to be unsafe. As I stated before, we have spent all kinds of money on Route 1, and we still haven't seen much to improve it. We still consider many of those intersections unsafe, and just traveling on Coastal Highway can be dangerous. So do we continue to create more of the problem? It falls under that category of excessive development, whether it's residential or commercial. This is an example, I think, of excessive commercial development. The Planning and Zoning Commission states that the project does not meet our land use plan goals, even though the applicant says it does, which you would think that's what they would support. But our agency, the people that we have put in position to give us advice and recommendations, has said it does not. So I support the reasons for denial that Planning and Zoning has stated. Plus, with my comments, as a person who's basically lived in that area for a long time and is very familiar with the excessive development can do, and I believe we owe it to the residents of Sussex County, and especially Eastern Sussex County, to show that this council is going to act responsible and not support just conceptual plans of large-scale commercial development in a down market where it's not needed and actually is not even supported by most of the other commercial entities along that roadway. They are concerned about it, the impacts it'll have on them. Also, I get concerned about, you know, we keep seeing these big box stores come in here, and just chances are it'll be a big box store because it kind of lends itself to that. It still puts a lot of our local businesses in a position where it's very difficult to compete. And I think there is a mood in this country that we would like to see the little mom and pops and the small operators be able to provide jobs and occupation and get involved in our community. And a lot of that money stays in our community. So I would vote no for those reasons. Thank you.
Mr. Cole votes no. Mr. Vincent.
I want to make a couple comments before we get to the meat of what I've got to say. This was my first exposure to public hearings where both sides had attorneys and expert witnesses. I would say my first thought when I left here at 1 o'clock in the morning after our 6.5-hour public hearing was that these two people were talking about different projects. There was a great deal of difference in what they presented and what their rationale was. I do want to make everybody aware that at least in my mind, I do appreciate those people who take the time to call me and send postcards and letters in the newspaper and send letters to me and emails to me. I would also caution some of you that I have thick skin, but some people might not have the same feeling. Sometimes some of the comments and phone calls made were not the nicest things you could have said, but that's your choice. But the bottom line is you can do all those things. You can have signs on the street. The only thing by law we are allowed to look at is public record. Public record. In most things government does, I think public opinion is a great thing. But in planning and zoning issues, as far as conditional uses and zoning changes, it is simply what is on the official record of the P&Z hearing and our hearing. I would thank the majority of council that allowed me to table this to do some more research and some more thought in this project. And I'd like to thank Mr. Lank, Mr. Izzo, Mr. Robertson for your assistance when I ask questions that I want to feel comfortable with. And at the end of the day, I have two concerns. One concern is the physical footprint or physical size of the proposed buildings or building. And that probably goes along with my second concern, and I am very concerned about the effect on surface water recharge areas. I think that wells for public drinking water are something we must take all measures to guard. I know that our ordinance, if you make some changes, do some technology things, allows you 60% lot coverage. But the recommendation from the PLUS review was 50%. So I am very concerned about the surface water recharge area and how much that you're going to use up or would use up in this project. And lastly, and certainly not least on my mind, I have a great deal of faith in our people on planning and zoning. Their recommendation was to deny this request. Therefore, I'm going to vote no.
Yeah.
I'll make a comment.
Mr. Vincent.
I think that was entirely uncalled for. We are trying to conduct business in a normal matter of decorum. It's fine to think yes or no on something. You don't need to do all those things.
Thank you, Mr. Vincent. I believe that although the comp plan does not mandate this, it clearly encourages this type of development. That goes back a number of years to processes that this state and this county has embraced. I think the public reaction to this application reflects the frivolity of master plans, of comprehensive land use plans, and the very foundation of the document called Livable Delaware, which has been pushed on us for years from the state. The foundation of that is that development and growth should occur around the towns. And in this case, as I had predicted 10 years ago, the towns don't necessarily want growth and development piled on top of them, as that document would imply. But it is a document that I take to heart. And this project, I believe, does conform with all those documents that I reference. And because of that, and with the findings read by Mr. Robertson prior to the vote, I would vote yes, but the motion is denied. We will take a 5-minute recess to allow the folks to leave orderly, and then we will resume if there's no objection.